It's on for you. The best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Zambia, are you ready? The countdown to the biggest festival of the year has begun. It's the fourth edition of the Kwimbo National Arts Festival. And this year, we're taking it to a whole new level. Bring your friends, bring your family. Come for tasty food, stunning art exhibitions, thrilling games, and fun activities for everyone. Meet your favorite local and international artists, industry movers, and discover entrepreneurs. Dance the night away to unforgettable live performances by Chester, RJ Caniera, Chef 187.
Like it's your birthday. Thank you for my loving in the West.
Chile One. Rich Busy. K Melody. And Mumbayachi. Don't miss out. It's all happening at the East Park Mall Piazza in Lusaka from August 28th to the 31st, 2025. Get your daily passes for just 50 kwacha from CompuTicket at any ShopRite store near you. Or contact the National Arts Council of Zambia on 260-0977-995804. Kwimbo National Arts Festival 2025. The arts live here.
Hey, my guy, I'm definitely winning this draft game.
You're talking too soon, bro.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Good friends, great moments, extra quality connections. Eagle Extra brings more than quality taste and ingredients. It brings the game. Now with two crown colors, green and gold, so you can make your draft night extra.
The loser buys the next round.
Well, I guess then you'll be buying the next round.
Eagle Extra. Now that's how you live extra. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The government emphasizes the need to embrace GMO technology to enhance food security. Bank of Zambia to roll out new currency regulations in phases. In international news, South Sudan's Tambora region, displaced women battle uncertainty and insecurity. And in sports, Fez rallies fans ahead of Morocco clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. The Bank of Zambia says it will implement its new currency regulations in phases to allow businesses time to adjust. The central bank explained that the regulations are designed to strengthen the kwacha as the only legal tender for local transactions and reduce the use of foreign currencies, a practice known as dollarization. It warned that dollarization weakens the kwacha's role in the economy, complicates inflation management, and increases risks for both banks and borrowers. During stakeholder meetings held in Lusaka, Chipata, Livingstone and Dola, with support from the Public-Private Dialogue Forum and the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, business representatives from sectors including mining, agriculture, tourism and oil marketing raised concerns about the timing of the regulations. They argued that with high inflation, drought and power shortages already straining the economy, the new rules could disrupt supply chains and needed clearer guidance on which transactions would be exempted. The Bank of Zambia assured stakeholders that their concerns were taken into account, adding that certain transactions will continue in foreign currency to safeguard the economy. It also pledged to closely monitor the rollout and make adjustments where necessary. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha has raised concerns about the continued misinformation and disinformation around GMO science in the country, stating that the negative narrative on the matter continues to be a problem. Speaking when he closed the 6th Africa Biosciences Communication Symposium, ABBC 2025 in Lusaka yesterday, the minister said misinformation and disinformation around bioscience has seriously undermined the adoption of GMO technology and other related innovations, not only in Zambia but Africa as a whole. Mr. Mposha, who was represented by Permanent Secretary Doti Chiramba, underscored the importance of adopting of bioscience and bioextension to achieve one healthy and sustainable food system. And Mr. Chiramba warns that unless the African countries conquer disinformation and misinformation around GMOs, the continent will always be vulnerable to food insecurity. He therefore appealed to the ABBC to collaborate with Zambian government to dismantle the negative narrative on GMOs for the country to be sufficient in food security. Meanwhile, he commended the organizers of the symposium, stating that it's insightful as delegates gave out innovative approaches for harnessing science to address pressing challenges from climate change to food insecurity while countering narratives that erode public trust.
That continues to undermine Africa's adoption of the biosciences and by extension the achievement of one health and sustainable food systems. Again, when we had a briefing there, I did explain to the leaders there that here in Zambia, misinformation and disinformation is a big problem around this topic. And this is where we are appealing to yourselves. How do we get to pracademia so that we begin to dismantle this problem? Remember, this is the elephant in the room that is blocking us to getting to sufficiency in food security. Unless we conquer disinformation and misinformation around this topic, we'll always be vulnerable to food insecurity.
Another development, a 30-year-old woman with a disability from Choma District has been offered a job at the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities following a directive by Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba. Hannes Mukuni was appointed secretary at the agency's Kawe office after she shared at a community meeting in Mbabala how government social protection programs helped her acquire computer training. This was after Ms. Mwamba instructed ZAPD Director General Frankson Musukwa, who was present at the meeting, to employ Ms. Mukuni immediately. Ms. Mukuni, a mother of two, has been volunteering with the Department of Community Development and says the job will help her support her family more sustainably.
And we go with them in the school where I'm able to encourage my fellow friends who are different boys to come up, not to just be home, because they can't benefit. They can benefit from community organizations. And after they say that they can't benefit, they can't benefit under community organizations. And now I say, no, you can benefit both if you are doing things and you are able to go.
Livingston Teaching Hospital obstetrician and gynecologist consultant Dr. Isaiah Hasingo has revealed that the hospital records about 40% of cases related to both spontaneous and induced abortions. Dr. Hasingo told Power FM News that while most admissions to the hospital's gynecology ward are reported as spontaneous abortions, investigations often show that some pregnancies were deliberately tampered with. He cautioned women against inserting unsterilized objects into their bodies to terminate pregnancies, warning that the practice leads to severe infections and life-threatening complications. Dr. Hasingo, who is also head of clinical care at the hospital, reminded the public that abortion is legal in Zambia, but only under specific conditions provided by law. He added that unsafe abortions remain one of the major causes of preventable maternal deaths in the country, noting that many women continue to die due to lack of information. information. The consultant has since encouraged women to seek guidance from qualified health professionals, saying timely medical advice can save lives.
About 40% of our admissions to the wives, the gyn wives, is because of abortion. Most of them are spontaneous, but that time when you come across it, the evidence that the pregnancy was actually tampered with before the